Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
I have, like, hidden behind cars.
I didn't know that.
No, like, when I say hidden behind cars, I mean, like...
We're here, guys.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Cousin.
Like, no? Mid-exhale connection.
Podcast.
Oh, no, that was so chaotic.
So late.
So chaotic.
That's what we're here for. We're here for chaoticness.
Yeah, chaotic energy on a
Sunday.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
On a Sunday, we got the boys out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time.
Extra voices you're hearing today are the one and only that, you know, we thought it would be fair. You know, they had us on, so
it's only
why
right.
don't we have them? Exactly.
It's only right.
Exactly.
It's only right. It's only right.
Exactly.
But thank you guys so much for having us on. It's an honor and a pleasure. Like we said on our episode together, mm-hmm. on our collab, you guys are like the inspo for us.
We're here.
Oh, okay.
This is where the magic happens. I mean,
the guy that's glazing us right now.
you got it sometimes. Every now and then, you know, sometimes a little glaze.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Well, who you're hearing is Slim. Well, one third of the Coffee Break podcast. The second person you're hearing there and laughing in the background is Jama, aka
Warsame is my first name. But
yeah,
Jama is what I go by because so many people have butchered my first name.
Really?
I've heard every variation of it.
We know Warsame, don't worry.
Warsame. My sisters call me that, by the way.
Really?
They, back in the day, we went to like a teacher.
Yeah.
And then the teacher said
they
it like
that.
Stuck. It's stuck.
Really?
So whenever I get home, yeah, we're Surimi.
So
I go by Jama.
You go by Jama.
Yeah, mm-hmm. everywhere. You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know
I don't think I've ever called you that. I mean, like, if that's what your preferred
name is. No, but
whatever.
If you can say my name,
yeah.
feel free to say it.
No, because we actually, like, literally in the last podcast we recorded, we mentioned a guy that we've known. We grew up with and called Warsame, so
that's fair.
Yeah. Listen,
so, if you
like,
can
yeah.
say you could, but there's a lot of people who can't say.
It's the select few that can,
yeah.
should, but the ones that can't do not try.
Exactly,
it's the war.
Exactly,
well, that's
it's the war. It's the war.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. So I break it down to some people. Mm-hmm. So like, if you want to say it the white way, mm-hmm. it's yeah. war, mm-hmm. as in like war.
Yeah.
Saw as in I saw something, and
yeah.
war. So it's Warsame. That's the white way to say it. If you want to say it like the normal Somali way, it's
yeah.
Warsame.
Hey, but yeah. I'm a big advocate of getting them to say it right, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I tried, man.
If Zoran taught us anything,
it's
Mamdani.
Exactly.
M-A-M-D-A-N-D-I.
You spelled it wrong. Honestly, you shouldn't even be the one spelling.
I tried.
A couple episodes ago, we've discovered the fact that Amir can't spell.
I can't.
Hey,
he
you know
read,
what? Autocorrect was made for people
exactly,
like you.
Exactly.
No, guys, let me tell you.
What?
I'm going to expose you real quick.
Oh, what? Damn, I can't wait.
Okay, so every time we upload a new
Did I
podcast,
type something wrong again?
I'm not joking. If I don't proofread our tags, because
yeah.
I do the description, but he'll do the tags.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't proofread it, sometimes, like, if I'm, like, skimming through, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
What does that even say?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to try and guess what you meant phonetically. I'm like, what? I don't even know what he's trying to say here.
Yo,
there's no way.
The next time.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll show you.
Okay, show me.
It's either you, like, will have weird butchered spelling.
Yeah.
Or you type like you're in jail. You know,
what?
You know the people in jail, they
These
capitalize.
Are harsh accusations.
You know they capitalize the first letter.
Yeah, like, every word.
Don't kill
That's
me.
That's you.
You're one of those guys?
Yeah. No,
like,
he's not
like
he's not normal. Like, texting, he's fine.
Yeah.
That's
no, because every like, okay, we do timestamps, right?
Okay.
Every timestamp, I think of it as a title.
Fair.
So titles should be capitalized on every letter,
I
no?
I see you, brother.
Fair
I see you.
Right? Right? Come on now.
Put on a text.
I see your point.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, okay, I can understand that.
Okay, see, exactly. So now that we have an understanding.
But there are no, I've always understood it, and sometimes I just laugh, and I'm like,
yeah.
I know what he meant here.
You know what? It's not only me. Okay, spell restaurant right now.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Isn't it R-E-A-S?
She got it.
Oh, she I think you shouldn't be asking.
She said, isn't it R-E-A-S?
Yo, he tried.
You gotta have the word ready. You know what I mean?
Like, I should
have
asked the word that I actually know how to spell.
You know what? You know how we always do game nights with our cousins?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a spelling bee. I'm organizing. I'm organizing.
No, I can't.
Yeah, we're doing
a
spelling bee.
We'll make it a cousin connection spelling.
Yeah.
Yo, tandem.
Do that the next live show. That'll be so fun.
A spelling bee?
That would be so fun.
I don't think people would come to that. You know, actually.
No, it could be one of the games. It could be one of the games.
I put you on the spot, I remember.
You did, yeah.
I did. And you delivered.
That's what I do.
When?
That's what he does.
You forgot? The live show when it was finished the lyric?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about the last podcast or something.
No. Remember? Was it Headlines?
Yeah, it was. My favorite song.
Yeah, that's the one track. The one track he's been saying those lyrics for the last 15 years. Since its inception, that song, he's been saying the lyrics.
I didn't know that. It was just...
You see how the world
works? You
guys
picked the right artist, because if it was any Drake song,
yeah,
could have easily got it.
You see how the world works?
Noted.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that it was... Actually, wait. Headlines is my song. I don't know why I picked that last time. Sorry, this is an inside thing. Last time we had a game night, I'm like, Headlines is like literally...
What did you pick again? Oh, yeah.
I picked Fireflies by Owl City. But I said 10 million Fireflies instead of 10,000 or something like that. And
I got lost that too.
Yeah, I got hit by pillows.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't know Owl City like that?
I know tunes. You know what I mean? Like, I can give you like the rhythm. Okay. But like lyrics, insert the lyrics here. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I leave that to him.
What's like the one song that you're like, I could sing this? I could perform it myself.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
none.
Like, none. Maybe. Okay. Like, I guess like I go for like, happy birthday. I don't know. Like something simple. Like, I just don't challenge myself with lyrics, guys. Like, okay. I'll be honest. Like, I have the Genius app on my phone. Like, podcast, I'll just read it. You know, like memorizing the lyrics is just, it's never been my thing.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Honestly, you know? For me too, except for like early Drake, basically.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, me too.
Basically. See, exactly. Yeah. He made it so easy for us.
Yeah, he did.
Exactly. Really? Yeah. Was it the flow?
I think it was. And like, he said everything. He's very Canadian, like, right? He said everything like, very proper.
We understood him.
Exactly. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Okay. Well, guys.
He's judging us. He's judging us.
I'm not. No judgment.
No judgment. Judgment free zone here, guys.
Question.
Now that we're a little warmed up,
yeah.
You know, the first question you guys had for us, I feel like on the podcast last time, was how did the podcast come together? You know, what was the inspiration? So I'm throwing it back right
throwing
now.
Throwing it back at us?
Yeah,
you're in the hot seat.
I got it. Let me
pause.
Let me take this one.
Yeah.
So everything always starts with a breakup.
Yeah, facts.
It always starts,
for real.
You know
real.
What I mean?
For real.
So I was going through a really terrible breakup.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think for
damn, you guys have like same word disorder?
Yeah, literally.
He said, you know what? I like that story. Going through a breakup. You
know. So then for 1 year,
yeah,
I was basically like, I looked good from the outside looking in, but inside I was just hurting.
Mm-hmm. You know? Man.
And like, it's not something that you can really talk to about. Mm-hmm. Like, as a man, I can't go to one of my boys and be like, yo, fam.
Like, you can.
You can. No,
it's
you
just,
can.
There's an awkwardness to it.
It's an awkward. Like, yeah. I can, like, out of nowhere, yo, I'm in pain. Like, it's not really something that you can literally say to a friend. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
At least from a guy's perspective.
From a guy's perspective.
I feel like from a woman's perspective, she's like, what the hell are you talking about? That's the first thing I do. Yeah.
So then I remember, I forgot why, but then one day, he just randomly came to pick me up.
Yeah.
I think we were getting coffee or something.
Yeah, we were going out somewhere. I don't remember where, but...
Quick. He was in my area. I live downtown. He just came by. He's like, yo, I'm downstairs. Let's go get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool. And then at that point, I was in the car and I was just tired of faking being okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I told Muhammad, I'm like, yo, brother, I'm not feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm hurting every day. I just want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I was depressed, but I'm like, I'm just not in the best of places, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, because Muhammad went through a very similar thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then he was giving me how he did it, what he went through, that it's going to be better. There's light at the end of the tunnel, you know? And I remember at a time in which I really didn't have a support system, he was there for me, you know?
Aww.
So, and I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
The fact that you got, especially as brothers too,
still,
man, like,
nah, so this guy's for real, man. He's like a true inspiration to me. But go ahead, finish the story.
100%. Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate that.
That's good.
But then, like, I remember that kind of sparked a bunch of conversations that we just naturally started having. We just started talking about anything, like marriage. We started talking about like anything that came up that we typically never talked about mm-hmm. beforehand.
Yeah, a lot of taboo topics that you know, guy friends don't really talk about and stuff like that, where we felt like some sort of comfortability sharing with each other, being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And then that kind of led to like just natural, like great conversation flow, you know, just bouncing off each other certain ideas and stuff. And then, yeah, that kind of led to like some sort of like a union. And then
that's when we were like, yo, what if we had these conversations in front of a camera and let people be a fly on the wall? Because I was like, I want to create a space in which these difficult conversations can be more public so people can be comfortable talking about them, you know? So that's when we started our Coffee Break podcast. And the original goal was just to talk about these hard-hitting topics in which we typically never talked about out loud.
Yeah.
So then we started talking about everything. Remember? The first 30 episodes were just the first 30 topics that we talked about in general.
Yeah,
you know?
For real. Yeah, we just kind of like rehashed a lot of things we already discussed, but we wanted to have an approach where people can feel involved in these conversations, especially people that kind of look like us or similar life situations to us. So that's kind of what the genesis of what we wanted to start and form.
And then that's when our third member, Mukhtar, jumped on board.
Shout out to Mukhtar. Honorary mention, because when we came on, he wasn't able to make it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, couldn't make it today either.
And you guys can clearly see from the room now. Why we couldn't fit there.
No.
Like, he could have sat right there between
them. Definitely.
No, that would have been chilled by
all
three of
them. They'd all hug each other like that.
For real, though, man.
Yeah, but it's basically three brothers who wanted to make a change in a place where not much people go to, you know? So then, originally, Mukhtar was behind the camera.
Okay.
And then me and Mohammed were the ones in front. And at one point, we were like, yo, we want a third voice. It'd be better if... Because me and him are basically going at it all the time.
Yeah, we're very like hot and cold sometimes, you know? Okay. So like we're very
always on two different sides. Yeah, I like to think because I grew up with sisters, I have a more of a mindset of... let's think about it like from a perspective of maturity and what do people think? And we got to do it this way. And then I feel like since he grew up more with...
With brothers, it was all chaos, you know. Like
it was more
let's get through the fire, and then after the fact, let's deal with the consequences. That's kind of how my thinking was coming into this. So we combated a lot, and we needed some sort of like a glue person, you know, which ended up being Mukhtar coming on the scene for us, and then just being like the voice of reason or some sort of a support system for one of our opinions, whether it's like, you know, his perspective or my perspective. He'll come on and support us logically, and then like we'll have like a really like emotionally driven conversation about things. So it's like a perfect kind of like trio in a sense. You know,
you guys change each other's minds?
Definitely. I mean, well, I tried to to change his mind from time to time.
Yeah,
he's a little bit more stubborn than I am.
I'll be honest.
I'd be okay with being like, I'm wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But him, sometimes he's like, no, you really got to convince me. You got to drive this idea home. And I'm just like,
I have heard him say that.
Those words have never came out of this. He has never said, yo,
come on, man. We have the footage.
Bring up the tape.
Which episode?
I know there was two times that he changed my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you bring up solid points. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Mm.
We've been doing it for 2 years?
Yeah.
I've never changed their mind.
I mean,
I've never changed
their mind. Not yet.
But you're open to it.
I'm open to it.
No, I'm open to it. When he's on a side, he's on that side.
But I give you my full reasoning. You know
then
what I mean?
Your reasoning is wrong.
No. I give you all the stuff that you point out to like, you know, show some flaws in what I'm thinking. I would try to combat it with actual facts. You know, and then that leads me to stand on my, you know, 10 toes.
10 toes.
Because I'm 10 toes down.
Whatever, man.
That's where Mukhtar comes in. You know, he's going to tell me, yo, you're bugging, man. Yeah. And I'm going to be like, okay, whatever.
I could say 1,000 things. Never changes his mind. Mukhtar says one thing that I said. Because when
I hear it from
mind.
Two opinions.
It's always a messenger, man.
You know, it's the quantity. Mm-hmm. It's not the quality.
Sometimes, you know, they say it's not the message. It's the messenger.
It's the messenger, right? There you go. There you go.
But like, do you approach these conversations with a true open mind? Like, you know what? This is what I believe right now.
Well, I do tend to play devil's advocate from time to time.
But just to
understand his type of thinking, you know what I mean? And also to challenge his thinking too.
Yeah, I love that.
Not necessarily to like, you know, be combative or like just, you know, assert some kind of like chaotic energy, but just to understand where he's coming from, why he's saying these things, and like where the logic is coming from, essentially, right? So for the most part, I do my part on the show. You know?
Yeah.
I serve my purpose, you know? I'm not going to toot my own horn.
Bayless of our show.
Sort of.
Okay, I see. No, it's like a sports... Okay. Is it ESPN? Shoot, I even forget which channel they're on. I just know Skip Bayless from the videos I've seen when he's fighting with
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a debate show, and it's two people are talking about a topic and opposing ends, right?
Got it.
Skip Bayless, the guy who's just known to be like always the most combative.
He's a contrarian, basically. Yeah.
Whatever this guy says,
yeah,
he says the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But he does it more as a way to create conversation. Because chances are, most of the time, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
So.
Except sometimes.
It makes sense because you guys like kind of grew up in the same environment, right? It's gonna make sense that you're gonna have some things that you align with, right?
Totally,
exactly.
I feel like you do that. Like a lot of times, we're actually pretty in tune, aligned for the most part.
Yeah,
but you just like to be a little shit disturber.
It's also because like we're also you're a woman and I'm a man, so like I feel like naturally there's gonna be some things that guys just like. It's like why? It's
I
like
don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah, but I feel like we've raised you better, so you know. Even if he doesn't agree, like between his sister and I together, which a lot of times it would be the three of us, my brother occasionally, but he's older, so we exiled him. but it was always 2 versus 1. Yeah. So you know,
and like the thing like is me. That like I might agree, but I don't understand the reasoning a lot of the times. I'm just agreeing because like maybe you guys know better.
Peace.
Yeah, I'm choosing peace. Exactly.
Sounds like peer pressure.
Exactly. Oh my god. But you mentioned that you had sisters. Well, I guess you guys have sisters, right?
Well, I have one sister and two brothers, so my house is more like male energy.
Oh, okay. Wait, how many sisters do you have?
I have 2 sisters. Older.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're both older, too?
They're both older, exactly. Yeah. Which is why...
Yeah.
Did you notice how he categorized his viewpoints? He said, with maturity, with reason. And then he said, chaos. Hectic. Mm-hmm.
But that's what you need, especially when you're having a podcast together, okay? You're going to need the chaos. You're going to need... sometimes butt heads, because that's what creates real content and like real discussions.
Okay? Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Thought-provoking dialogue.
Exactly. But when you guys started the podcast, we have a story of how we like bought the equipment and all that stuff. So like, how did you guys even know what to do or where to start?
Oh, man.
Great question.
We were in the mud during the
beginning. Yeah, we came out the mud, man.
My sister's a photographer.
Yes.
So alhamdulillah, she was like, yo, I'll give you one of my cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Has the option to do video.
What an amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we didn't have to pay at the beginning for that.
Mm-hmm.
So originally, we didn't have a set or anything.
Yeah.
We went to Humber College.
Yeah, we did.
Found a quiet place.
Yeah.
Put up the stand and the camera and started talking.
So resourceful.
And I remember there was a time there was like a volleyball team downstairs.
Yeah.
It was so loud.
Oh, man. you guys were using a sound from the camera.
Yeah. We didn't have a mic.
We had no sense of like audio. Like we didn't know nothing. Like absolutely nothing. We were like, people shoot podcasts. Like I've seen podcasts before.
Yeah.
This can't be that tough.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a room in Humber College. We closed the doors and we threw on the camera. We're like, let's start talking. And then, like you said, the volleyball team's going downstairs and they're like practicing. Or like getting ready to go on a trip, and they're bouncing balls, and it's all in the camera, like audio, right?
I went downstairs. I was like, hey guys,
we're yapping. He's like,
you don't even go to this school.
Yeah, they looked at him. They're like, what are you talking about, bro?
You know that Sheen and Mean Girls.
Yes, yeah. He doesn't even go here.
They're like, what are you talking about, bro?
I'm surprised that you guys went down. I'd be like, yo, I'm renting a room, or like, because they have those rooms in the school, right?
Yeah,
they're locked. We tried opening all of them. We tried.
Yeah, when you're broke and trying to do something, you try anything.
And then we did the Toronto Library for a minute, right?
Yes. Yeah. So the Toronto Library, the Toronto Public Libraries, not all of them, but some of them have like this, a studio or like a recording studio area where they kind of like set up for people to come in and like book some time and, you know, record and whatnot. Is it soundproof? I don't know if it's soundproof.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's soundproof, but it's like, it's very like isolated in the library. So you can kind of have your space.
Yeah.
And they would allow us to book 2-hour sessions. Right.
Nice.
So we took advantage of those spaces in, I believe it was what, Ridgeview Library?
Richview, and then we did a one in Elgin.
Yeah, somewhere in the other side of the city.
Yeah, they have one here, actually, like right next to our house. Where
don't give.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it.
He was about to give the intersection.
I'm not gonna say it. Okay, but they basically have a room like that, and we went in there one day. They even had like 3D printers. So you could 3D print.
They have that too. Yeah. It was so cool. It's like a nice like community space where people come in like and do their like creative stuff and whatnot. Yeah. So we took advantage of that. We had a green screen that we were using as like our backdrop, and we bought some mics officially.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we brought our boy Mukhtar on, and he was very like he was very hands on with like
he's like IT savvy.
Yeah, you know, like his brother does a podcast as well, so he kind of understood like the inner workings of like audio and like video and whatnot. So he helped us out a lot, like getting from the ground up. And then, yeah, our podcast origin started in that little library space. And me and him were going back and forth with each other. And one thing led to another. We eventually, that kind of grew, alhamdulillah, grew into like us finding Mohammed Frizzo, who was our podcast producer for a while. And he ended up having a space that he was going to set up for like podcasting and, like, in the city and whatnot. And we connected with him and we found a space. And we kind of had a thing going for ourselves for a little while.
We look professional.
Yeah, we actually, we actually started to look the part of it, you know? Yeah. So that really helped us a lot.
But honestly, it shows you that like you don't have to start with all the best equipment or whatever.
Definitely.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Start with an idea. And go ahead.
Exactly. Like, I just had a little bit of more, like, technical know-how because I've worked on sound systems before. So that's why we started off with, like, the mics and everything. But when you started filming, like, we started with our phone and just started filming on that one. And then you, over time, you start making a small change. Literally, like, we would change, like, one thing at a time, right? Just swap this out for that. And now we're... Well, we still got a lot of work to do, but we're still we got a lot set up here right now.
Decent setup. That's humble beginnings.
Yeah. No, but you know what I respect about you guys a lot is because you guys do everything and do the editing.
Oh yeah,
that's tough.
That's fire, man.
Correction,
I did editing.
I literally cannot take credit for it.
Like having a full time job and then doing the editing and then doing the clips and then making sure that that's shout out.
But doing the editing does teach you more skills because, like, you have to be more time efficient, right? So you find new tools. Like, you'd be like, AI is a thing now, right? So AI can actually literally edit podcasts for you. It doesn't edit the audio. Well, it can, for in some cases, not the best, but it can, like, cut the video and do all those things. So there are a lot of, like, things that make it a lot more efficient. But when we first started, it was definitely, like 2-3 days straight of editing, right?
True. Yeah.
Because I say a lot of crazy stuff. You know, sometimes I be flubbing out here, so you got to cut out a few things, right?
Too, the amount of stuff we have to cut
We've got
out.
Some
oh
files. We've got some files.
There's videos I have of him.
Listen, there's stuff that should never see the airwaves ever that has been recorded. And I trust him to not ever leak that stuff.
Don't ever piss him off.
I'm trying to be on his good
side. I would
side,
never do that.
Okay. See how he says that? Yeah, he's smiling and he's happy.
You guys looked at each other like, right.
He's from a house of maturity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Remind him of that.
Yeah, I know your sisters, eh? I know them.
But why Coffee Break Podcast? Why the name?
Because they went on a coffee break together.
Oh,
essentially.
Yeah.
I made that up. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think that's
it. You literally, that's how I told the story.
That's going to be our new origin story. Because to be honest with you, we started off with a different name.
Yeah.
And then somewhere down the line, we were like, okay, we need a new name.
This is, what was the original? Yeah.
I don't remember.
I remember. It was Safe Space Podcast.
Oh, Yeah.
And then we're like, Safe Space Podcast. What are you talking about?
The SEO on that is horrible.
Yeah, it's like, there you go. Right?
Safe space.
Like, what?
That's what I remember.
Right. And then I remember very quickly we were like, this isn't going to work. We need something that's, you know, that's going to be a little bit more lively or like kind of hit a little better. And then we landed on Coffee Break. And that stuck for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Coffee Break Podcast.
Honestly, your original names weren't as bad as.
Well, like, no, we
you want to go name for name? Should we go name for name?
we didn't actually choose that name, but like one of the other ones was African Ramblers.
That's a little
Which,
deep.
Honestly, I kinda like going back to SEOs, that might have been actually like a solid one, right? African Ramblers. African if you search that in Google or YouTube, you're getting only one channel. You
know? That is true. That is true. That's a one. That's a one of one.
Yeah,
that's
like one maybe, of one. Maybe if I was a guy, I just I can't as a
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Maybe
when I hear African Ramblers, I'm not thinking of you guys.
Right. Let me just say. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same.
No, we Ramblers. We are Africans.
Your identity is the cousin, right?
Yeah.
So the
connection. Yeah.
So I think your current name is 10 times better. Mm-hmm.
And it does. And it does. It's more inclusive. Mm-hmm. Like you don't feel like
10 out of 10.
What?
It was. Remember?
Whoa.
Remember?
Cousin connection was.
Yeah.
No, it was my idea originally.
It's actually
and then,
our. We collectively came up with it together because it's a cousin connection.
No, no. Remember, I came up with it first. And then you came up with it yourself, and it came back, and I was like, I already said that. So technically, we did both come up with it.
Yeah. That's how you thought you came up with it? After hearing his idea, and then coming up with it yourself?
Yeah. He had, like, a list, and African Ramblers, honestly, like, that just, like, stuck out to me. And I was like, no, we're not using that.
That's not the name.
I saw Cousin Connection, but I was like, no, that's too basic. And then, you know, the week progressed.
In comparison to African Ramblers, I guess.
We came back and I was like, I have the best idea, Amir. He's like, well, I'm like, Cousin Connection.
You're like, that's on my list.
He was like, I literally told you that.
That's like the closest relation. Do you know when someone gets like influenced by something, they don't realize it?
Yep.
It's like, you're literally talking to me.
There you go. That's the Cousin's Connection. Right
yeah.
There. The story is we actually thought of it.
Together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
At the same
time. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you guys how your families reacted, but your sister was supporting you already in a way.
Yeah, so, okay. Originally, being a man and being on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's not really
it
the best
stigma
life.
Stigma with
you know?
It. Yeah.
Because the number, sometimes even in our comments right now, sometimes we get, of course, a man holding a mic, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I get the stigma around men being in front of a camera, talking this red pill stuff.
Yeah.
And we always wanted to make sure that's not our goal. That's not our initiative, right? So when I actually told, I don't know about you, but when I told my sisters originally, they were like eyebrow up. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. What do you have to share to the world? You know? But then they saw the first couple of episodes and saw that we were, that the things that we were talking about were stuff that my sisters and I talk about all the time.
Yeah.
You know? So then they started to be supportive then when they found out I wasn't up to no ruckus.
Yeah.
You know? And then alhamdulillah they actually repost me, they share on their story. I got a really great support system at home. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. How would you like for you?
I mean my siblings are very like supportive of the podcast. They watch my brother's actually been on one of my brothers been on the podcast once.
No way.
My younger brother. So like they're very like in like involved in like critiquing me, you know, like anytime like I say something that, you know, kind of stands out to them, they'll like text me immediately like, whoa, why'd you say this?
What type of thing was it?
Well, you know, recently they sent me some of the stuff that we've been posting. They're like, yo, are you serious about this? And I'm like yeah, I'm serious about this. What do you mean? And so like we have our own like kind of follow-up conversations when episodes drop and whatnot, but for the most part they're very like, you know, supportive, because I for me specifically I try a lot of things. I go into so many different like avenues in like my life and whatnot, so like this
wasn't like out of the ordinary.
Exactly. Like this is just something that if you hear about Muhammad in life, or if you hear about Salim, you know he's gonna be doing something.
Always,
you know?
The first to do everything.
I just like trying things,
like
and doing things,
the first
things,
to get a job,
keeping occupied,
the first to I remember, didn't you get into university earlier than we found?
I did. Yeah.
Wait, how?
Well,
you got early accepted yourself.
I did courses outside of high school to like get my credits up and whatnot. Okay. But for the most part, like I very much was like head into like doing things like from an early age. So like this was, and not to mention this is like working with my friends, you know, like I've known this guy since like middle school. So very easy to like, you know, start a project with somebody that's like-minded. Since I'm always like starting things on my own.
Yeah.
Now that I have like partners to do this with, it's so much easier for me. So like I was all like, you know, very organic.
And honestly, I feel like because like as the generations continue and like you have like we're millennials, then it's Gen Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're,
and then
right
you have like
Gen
Alpha.
We're like millennial and Gen Z.
So there's Zillennials.
But like as the generations continue, I feel like it's going to be less and less of like a taboo, or not taboo, what would you call it? Like something out of the ordinary for someone to use this as like maybe a path that they can try and go down, because that's it's more normalized, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like when my sister did it in early on, like she was one of the first, so it was weird. It was for us, we kind of like accepted it right away. No,
I feel like we didn't. I don't think we fully grasped the idea of like us being online and random people watching it. So sometimes, every now and then, like when we get together, we'll watch the old vlogs and the way I'm cringing because I'm like, what we're so unhinged. Yeah, like, yeah. No concept of the fact that she's recording, and we're just authentically weird and like ourselves for everyone to watch. So
there's like no reservations because you don't understand it yet.
Yeah, yeah, but now I feel like we, I don't want to say we like are fake or not ourselves, but we're definitely a little bit more like cognizant and reserved of the fact that
it takes time. Trust me, I'll tell you from the old episodes we used to have in comparison to right now, I don't know how like anyone could sit down and watch, let alone myself. I can't understand it. I'm just like, what are you guys doing? I'm looking at myself like, what are you doing? Honestly, don't say that.
Yeah, honestly, there's like an episode out there.
I knew. I looked at him and I was like, we should probably archive
that. It's that one. It's that one.
It's literally titled, Do Not Listen to This.
What was, it was really bad. Oh, no, no. I don't even know if I can talk about
what. I mean, hey, honestly. Listen,
I know what I'm listening to on the way home.
I might low-key, like, if I talk about it, I might have to, like, archive it before this comes out.
Right? We'll tell you guys.
Yo, go ahead.
But right now?
You can tell them.
Well, basically, it was, like, just about, you know, accidents I might have had out and about that aren't.
I don't know how to talk about
it. Yeah, exactly.
Every time.
Sheesh, that's on the internet?
Yep.
I don't know what we're thinking, okay?
And like every now and then.
More than once?
I don't know if you know this, but every now and then, like, we'll get a new fan that's like, oh my God, I love this podcast. Let me start from episode one.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And they get to that episode, and they're like, oh my God.
Bro, you.
Bad for PR.
You're very brave. You're very brave. You're very brave.
It was really bad.
I don't even know what possessed us into thinking that was
okay. I don't know. I think we were just like joking around about it initially, and we just kind of brought it up. What?
It was that one walk that triggered you, and then you had to tell the story. Oh, yeah.
Because like something recently happened then where something like that happened. I have issues sometimes. Thankfully, it hasn't happened in a long time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
In a long time, I mean like 3 years, but still.
That's a good gap, right?
Yeah, but I had a lot of stories like that, unfortunately, as a kid, and of course as an adult.
We all grow up.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
There's room for growth. Yeah.
Yes, I'm a different person now.
You see what 3 years, can do?
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm going to archive that right
now. Yeah.
Do you guys have any episodes that you have to archive?
Did we?
Do we? You know, the thing is, we throw stuff at the wall so much that I don't go back. And, really? You know, sometimes I watched episode one recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
God. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Like sounding-wise or like?
Yeah, sounding-wise, camera-wise. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about archiving all, like, early episodes. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, I like seeing the progression of when it was terrible.
Season one.
Yeah, to when it got decent, to when it became watchable. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, like, people can, like, eventually, inshallah, if we continue to do this for many, many more years,
inshallah,
are going to be able to go all the way to episode one. Mm-hmm. And see that we started from somewhere.
The growth, right?
You know? Yeah. So I that's why I kept it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I probably have a poop story in there too. I'm not going to lie. I'll be real.
Is that like a universal guy?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, most guys have that kind of story, right? Yeah.
No? Oh, okay.
No. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm
trying to rock with you, bro.
I'm not alone in this.
Exactly. We're not exposing ourselves on their podcast. No. That's crazy. But they probably
do. Kill me. Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Well, honestly, that kind of reminds me of like when we first started, we did expose a lot. Like, we were like deep. We're talking about like depression and like,
oh my God,
like a lot, because those are the things that like initially we're like, oh, we should talk about these things that we just went through, because we talked about this on your podcast, but like the motivation to start the podcast is because like Sara just went through some like life changing event in a way.
Don't worry, they know what it is at this point.
Yeah,
I've referenced it 100 times.
But like, she was going through a breakup at the time, ironically, like, very similar to you.
Yeah.
And like, I was going through like my own like.
Self-discovery
journey as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was all fresh in our mind, right? So that was the first thing we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So a lot of our early episodes, like people who are listening to this now, if you listen to those, they're very, they have a lot of details and like the raw details of like what we were going through and what we learned from our journey, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go ahead. I apologize.
I was going to say a funny story.
You say
actually.
I apologize?
That was so cute.
No, come on, bro.
No, stop it. Like, they're just so well mannered. Man, we need to take a look.
I didn't even notice that was weird until.
He does
it
say
wasn't
that.
Weird. It wasn't weird.
No. My scar man almost came out there for a second. And I was like, I gotta roast this guy.
Oh, I'm a corporate man, bro. I have to talk like this all the time. Yeah.
He's in HR, so.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But go ahead.
Funny story I was going to say was early on, I don't know if you remember this, but it was very hard for us to, like, kind of, like you were saying, like, kind of keep out some personal stuff
from
getting on camera. Mm-hmm. So we'd be kind of cognizant of that while we're talking, but there was one time where we were referencing somebody that we knew in a story, and we didn't say their name.
Yeah,
mind you, we didn't say their name. We tried... I at the time thought we're being as vague as possible, right? And we weren't sharing a positive story about this person, right?
Oh, fun.
And then once we uploaded the episode and whatnot, we got it. And this is early on when barely are getting any comments or interactions. We get a comment from this person saying, "I know you're talking about me. You know what I'm talking about?" They're like, "I know you're talking about me," and very, very quickly, I was like
delete
damn.
The video.
Very quickly, I was
we did not delete the video.
The thing is that, like, no one didn't know it as long as they didn't say that.
That's the thing. We never said no name. We never, like, alluded to them. But if you know, you know, type of thing, right? And they knew. So they were like, hey, this is about me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, they fit the episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember that. And it was, in my opinion, you know, the reason why I didn't feel the need to archive that video is because, one, we were very general.
Yeah.
You know, and two, it was a great example to the topic we were talking about. We were talking about social media at the time. And then I remember this individual was a, like, in person, he was timid, quiet, reserved. On social media, he was everything the opposite.
Very eccentric, you know? Boisterous, grand, loud, you know?
And then the example fit the need, you know? And we were super general. We didn't even mention the school that we went to. We didn't mention anything. But the people, of course, that knew us knew of
that. And is that even negative, exactly?
No, necessarily.
It was just an example, honestly. It was really nothing towards the person itself.
Yeah.
It was more to fit the conversation we were having. But just them picking up on that was like, me and him were looking at each other like, damn, we got to tone it down a bit, you know?
That's when we stopped to be giving examples.
Go ahead.
We've had to. Did we delete the episode?
We've had to either delete or, like, I think we did. We didn't delete. We probably just archived it or something. But.
Yeah, but there was okay, but, like, you guys were more general. I gave, like, a very specific story.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, she did this and this.
No, it wasn't even bad. It was just a funny situation.
It wasn't even about the person.
It was just referencing, like, I borrowed something from someone, and then what happened to me with that something that I borrowed was the story, and it was a great story.
Yeah.
But she was like, "No, why are you putting me on blast?"
I'm like, "Maybe we should hit them up and be like, yo, can we get this back?" Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes.
I get it, and I think now, anytime we reference anyone on our podcast, whether we name drop or not, obviously if it's a positive story, we'll usually name drop, and it's of whatever. Course. But. Yeah. If we want to keep the identity private, even if I'm talking about someone in my life or whatever, if it's something that's more serious, I usually give them a heads up and say, like, hey, I talked about you on the podcast. Just let me know.
They're super nice. They're smart. Like, for me, I give examples of stuff that happened in the past for me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you know, when you guys are on, I gave the example of the dating incident that happened. Yeah. Or, like, my first date, you remember?
Yes.
With this person.
Yeah.
And that person actually reached out to me.
Did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they did. But they were like, but it was more of a comedic thing. They were like, haha, thanks for sharing that type of vibe, you know? Because I didn't. Because now the way I say stories, I don't try to say it in a negative way.
You know? You don't pay
it was anybody. More like in the story that I was saying I was caught off guard. But they did everything right that they should have. I just would have appreciated a heads up, you know?
Yeah.
And they were actually appreciative, and they liked the fact that they were given the opportunity. And the clip did really well.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, I believe they shared it with everybody they know as well.
Okay, so they're like, this is definitely me, guys.
You know what I'm on?
They're not hiding that at all. Okay.
But to go back to the point, I feel like giving personal examples is important. Because I like, you know?
It certainly is. And there have been times where the person that I was speaking about didn't reach out, but people that knew who I was talking about, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you're talking about this person. And I was like, it's my podcast last time.
Also, I don't like the idea. You remember the guy that reached out to us early on? I don't like the idea of being bullied to take off content, you know? So if you don't like it, it is what it is.
So what?
Yeah. So what? What are you going to do?
Report it?
Like, at the end of the day, we can only speak on our experiences.
Totally.
If you pissed me off in 2016, I'm going to talk about it. Like,
I have a right to be pissed off.
Right.
100%.
I might not slander you by name.
Right. I have noticed that, like, at first we were kind of, we kind of said a lot at first.
Yeah.
Then we realized, like, this is picking up and more people are seeing it.
Yeah.
So we became more hesitant on, like, giving more details. And now we're like, whatever, guys. Oh, like, what's your journey with that?
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, though, like, it's kind of interesting to see how many people are like, because I don't know if this happens to you, but like, people who I haven't talked to in years, like, I'll just run into them in the grocery store and be like, I watch your podcast all the time. And I'm like, whoa, that's so weird to me. It's still like a feeling to me that I just can't, like, you know, it doesn't sink in yet. You know? So, like, that happens to me in Walmart last week.
So. I happened to be at the airport last week.
It's so odd, like, though. Airport. Yeah. What is it about the airport? Yeah. I've been recognized like 2 or 3 times at the airport alone. Yes. Yeah. And it's always like the most random time. Like, I think I was coming back from like Europe or somewhere or LA. I can't remember what it was.
There was that one time.
We were together.
We were coming from Sweden.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And we were sleep deprived, like sick, tired.
Wow, that's an interesting time for that to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know the part where like you're giving in that piece of paper where you have to take your picture and give it to the customs or whatever they're called. And the girl was directing us and she's like, yeah, this line, by the way, I love the podcast. I was like,
wow. What? Right off, that. That's insane. That's fire though, that's, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Like at the beginning, it was very awkward being noticed for like being because at the first you're like, oh, these guys are weird, they're doing a podcast, you know. But alhamdulillah, not saying we're big, we're not huge at all, but we're at a place where we have some sort of a social media presence, not huge but noticeable. And the same, I feel like now we're getting noticed in a positive way. Like I went to, I told this story that time Khalid from Huddle Talk was on the show. I went to Aura Cafe, right?
And shout out to Aura Cafe,
shout out to Aura Cafe.
Big shout out. And I haven't been yet, so.
Still?
I know.
It's really good. It's really
good.
Where
is it again? Matcha.
Where is it?
It's, I think it's like downtown area. It's close to me.
So I'm gonna be going. I'm gonna be going to the West End again today. So
it might be on your way.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out then.
Check it out. It's really good. But I was there, and then the cashier behind me was like, "Hey, I love your podcast.
Really?
Yeah." And I was like, "Oh, that's so good.
I'm definitely going there now."
It's the little things. Where it's kind of like you wouldn't know, but it's so humbling too. You know,
it really is, and it makes you feel like you're kind of doing something in a weird way, like anything.
And you also don't realize who's listening.
Totally. Good point. Yeah. Good point. Good
like
point.
People from all walks of life are like walking up. Of course, a lot of us, for us, it's a lot of people who look like us, right?
Yeah, totally.
But then you also get a random, like, I think one time I got, this was my most awkward interaction.
You
it was
always
at IKEA.
Have awkward interactions.
I always have like awkward interactions, but this was like a couple I did not expect to be listening to the podcast. I was in the middle of IKEA and I was like looking at like hangers. And then a lady, a Pakistani lady, came to me. And she looked actually older than, I mean, you know, I don't want to say age. But like, but yeah, she pulled up and she's like, "You're Amir, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, how do you know?" It's like, I thought she was going to say Aisha, like my sister.
Yeah.
But she's like, "No, you have a podcast, right?" Like, yeah, it's like, "Oh yeah, I love you and Sada. You guys like doing your thing, whatever."
That's
fine. And like, I was awkward at first, like, "Oh, really? Thank you." Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
Me? You know who I am?
But then they kept standing there. I'm like, okay, so.
Oh, no.
And I was like, should I start a conversation?
Yo, me and Amir are the same person.
No, like, no, but then her husband pulled up.
Yeah.
And I think he didn't know who you were at the time. So then we were just standing there. And I was like trying to make small talk. And I was like, okay. I didn't have to leave. But I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to my wife.
It's nice meeting you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go in that corner right now.
Oh, my God. Why are you so awkward?
I don't know. Because I'm an introvert, right? So,
yeah,
like,
fair enough.
Like you mentioned with the guy, whoever that was, that like is kind of different online. Actually, no, because I am very eccentric offline as well.
Yeah,
but like
there's a balance,
internally, I'm like, don't say that wrong. Don't say that. Okay, okay, smile now.
He's an introvert mixed with people pleasing.
Exactly.
I feel like Amir, you and I are kind of the same. Where I'm an introvert.
Yeah,
but I have I have like a bar. Yeah. You know. So the bar goes down depending on how close I am with you. With this guy, the bar is forever, you know? But with depending on if you're a newer person, it goes from 100 to 75 to 50. And at zero, this guy knows. He's like, yo, just go home.
Sometimes he's very, like, not, I wouldn't say unresponsive, but, like, you could just tell just by his like, demeanor and whatnot that he's just not very sociable right now. And I could just understand it. You know what I mean? I don't have to, like...
That's definitely how I am. Like, my bar will be done, and then if there's still a lot of people, I'll be like, don't make eye contact.
I do that.
Walk around.
You know, you know what the thing is? I feel like you're more noticeable when you're not trying to talk to people.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
But I just want to be in my world, you know?
I would love to hear, like, the inner mind dialogue you guys go through when that's happening.
For me, a lot of times when I'm also not trying to make eye contact, I'm like, did I say hi to that person? Did I say hi to that person? because that's my people pleasing side, right?
Gotcha.
So I'm like, is this person going to be offended if I just don't say hi to them, even though we haven't seen each other in like a few months? Should I probably talk to them? It's like, okay, I'm going to go and say something very quickly, but then act like I have to like leave real quick. So then like we don't have to have like a 15-minute conversation and catch up, but then we'll catch up later. Oh, that's basically what's going through my mind.
You know, this, one of the most awkward things ever when you say bye to somebody because you're clocked out and that person is leaving too, and you guys go in the same direction.
Oh my god!
And then you have to look like, I'm getting the bus, I'm getting the car, I'm getting, Uber's coming. Wow. You know,
I will purposely walk the other way and act like, oh no, I forgot something inside.
I don't even think like this.
I do that.
Somebody's walking with me and I'm going
the same way. Phone call. The like, phone is the next thing. I'm like, if somebody is putting me in an awkward situation, I'm like, yo, my mom's calling.
That's crazy.
Wow. And then
if you look at the phone, there's literally nothing there. So I have to do it in an angle. You know what I mean?
Wow. Oh, man. There are times, okay, this is really exposing me, but this is like not for people that, these are like people that you don't normally talk to, but like they know you and you know that they're going to try and strike up a long conversation. This is not people within our community. This is like more like outside life,
somebody
right?
Somebody see randomly, right?
Yeah, like I have like hidden behind cars.
I didn't know that.
No, like when I say hidden behind cars, I mean like, let's say I got out of the car and I see someone. Like, this is not someone from our community. Just say, okay, this is not someone we know, like, here. Okay?
Fair enough.
This is, like, maybe, like, a work person or maybe someone from, like, school, from, like, elementary school that I know they're going to try and talk to me for a long time. I will, like, sit in the car for a little bit longer and wait till they go in and then, like, I will try and avoid things because at that point, mentally, I'm just not prepared for that or, like, I'm not recharged yet.
Fair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to let you be on an island on your own, okay?
Okay, see?
I'll give you an example. When I go grocery shopping sometimes, and I see somebody I haven't seen in years, and they're like, hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. I'm just doing grocery shopping. I got to go. I'm tight.
Yeah.
I'm not tight on time. Mm-hmm. I just go to a different aisle and wait there until they disappear.
Yo, I've done that too, bro.
You hate social interaction that much?
It depends on where like my current mindset.
Exactly. Yeah, you know? Exactly. Their battery like, level, right?
Yes, the battery level.
If I did 40 hours on a week, right? Mm-hmm. And I just go to Friday just to go to Metro to grab something. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to nobody.
Yeah.
Just say your hellos and I appreciate and I know I acknowledge you, acknowledge me. But I want to go home. Yeah. You know? No offense.
I have to tell you something.
Go ahead.
As a fellow podcaster, now when people see you, they're always going to want to talk.
That's the thing.
It's true. But then the thing is, I'm really, since I work in a very corporate environment, I can turn it on.
Corporate
but then
helps
I go
you with that.
Negative. You know how I said 0 to 100?
Yeah.
I go in the negatives. And I'm like, when I get home,
it'll
be a little bit more like, I have to recharge myself.
Yeah.
You know?
And how do you recharge?
Great question. I like the gym. I like to go on walks. Mm-hmm. I like to sleep. I like to watch my shows. Alone. Everything alone, by the way.
Yeah. So you just need
don't
your
ever invite yourself to anything.
He knows, though. He knows.
Yeah, I know him now.
He knows. There are times in which I can go like a period of time without talking to you.
Yeah.
But you know, if I ever need you or you need me, just feel free to call me. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Like there's times where emergencies take precedent over anything, you know? But then 99% of the time, give me a heads up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I sort of understand where you guys are coming from with the social battery thing. But for me, it never gets to the extreme where I'm like, I can't have this interaction. You know what I mean? For me, it's more like, let me just rip this Band-Aid off. And then I'll make the best of it, too. Like, if I see somebody I haven't seen in a long time, like, hey, how's it been? You know, like, I'll put it on, and then it'll actually become organic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you the extrovert between the two of you guys?
I'm a reserved extrovert.
Reserved?
Yeah. You know, people would even know that I'm an introvert.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, same.
People would even know. But then he knows because there are times where he saw me at 0 and my face just changes.
Yeah.
I just go from having a mean mug.
You can read it on his face. You can just tell.
She can tell for me too because I get very quiet.
Yeah.
He gets either really quiet or like just kind of sits there quietly or he's on his phone or he literally will fall asleep. But that's usually with the cousin, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But I will never forget, this was our first like event that we went to as a podcast. Remember when we went it was like that gallery for the Abuan podcast, like 4 years ago. Like
it was
just
2 or 3 years ago, yes.
Yeah, it was like still like right when things were opening up, right after COVID. And it was a weekday. We went to this event and like I'm an extrovert, but I feel like COVID really just like, I don't know, it just made me super socially awkward.
Fair enough. Me too.
So I was like, we cannot leave each other's side. I only know you.
Yeah.
And so we like got to this event. I think we saw like one person that we knew. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was just like on high alert. The difference is like, although I'm an extrovert, if I feel like anxious socially, I'm just not going to speak. He's the total opposite. He's just yapping away, talking to everyone and like the guys will go to him and like talk to him. I'm like, do not leave me. And I just look like the stage five clinger just hovering while he's talking to whoever. And then Khalid from Huddle Talk, that was the first time we ever met in person, mm-hmm. but he came up to us. And I think at that point we had just like followed each other.
Yeah.
And exchanged like a few DMs, but we didn't know him. So we met in person and I was like, thank God, like another person that we know. Mm-hmm. But I remember it was like partway through the night. And I think your social battery, like, actually just ran out. And he looks at me. He's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. I'm also, like, sometimes I'll do an Irish goodbye where I'll be like, okay, let's get out of here. It's, like, quickly. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll say, like, okay, guys, blah, blah, blah. But, like, for the most part, I'll try and get out of the place. Once I realize I'm done, I try and get out.
Yeah.
If I have the, like, if I feel like I've people pleased enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And it was, for him, I feel like when the social battery has run out, like he's very, I don't want to say like it's like jerky movements, but it's like unpredictable the way that you are. I'm like, okay, are you going to run out? Mm-hmm. Or he'll talk super loud and super fast.
That's, you know, the voices I said going in my head. That's what's going through right there.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
Stay clearly.
Did I say hi to this person? Did
I say hi? Literally. I'm like making calculations in my mind.
Yeah. Weddings? I never want to walk in with him ever because he feels the need to say hi to every single person. Yeah. No, let them admire you from afar and just call it a day.
No, because then that's the people pleasing side.
I'm a people pleaser too, but I'm not going to walk up to every single person.
Hey, there's a reason all the parents still love me. Okay.
They love me. That's true. Amir, I have a question. Okay, as an introvert, what was your wedding like? Like what? Like did you? Was it like a?
It was like a couple, show, right? Like you're putting on a show. At that point, you're like, and the thing that I loved about my wedding is that it was just as long as I needed it to be. It was short.
Okay.
Like when I say short, as in we finished at like 11 p.m. or 11 something.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Most weddings will go on later. If it kept going later into the night, I probably would have just gassed out completely. Mm-hmm. But it lasted the perfect amount of time in my eyes.
Guys, he even gave a speech.
You gave a speech?
How long did No, because I'm still a good, like the thing is throughout my history or like as I've been, I've been a public speaker a lot. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of public speaking events. Fair enough.
He's always somehow like
a host or something like that.
Yeah. Somehow, some way.
Yeah, because I can put it on very easily. Same. And I don't really get anxious stage or like I don't have stage fright in any way. Mm-hmm. So I can get on a stage easy and like I'll be perfectly fine. I don't get nervous or anything like that. But it's more of like the individual reactions that really get me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because when you're addressing a crowd, it's like you don't have to worry about addressing an individual and like making sure that person is engaging properly.
Never thought of it like that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus, I think for his wedding, I also think he was surrounded by literally all of your groomsmen,
your
friends,
too.
Cousins, and like all of us. So, like, I think you were okay, like you were comfortable.
Yeah.
But I think he did a pretty good job at like staying on the whole day. I was like, wow, Amir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at that point, it's like the show must go on, right? So you just gotta.
It's the one day you have to do perfect.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. You
can't get down.
Yeah. And also, I think it's also the excitement because, like, first off, you're planning this thing for like 8 months to a year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, the show is going on. Everything's starting. Like, no matter what happens now, by the end of this day, it will all be over.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, I just have to get through this day and I never have to worry about this again.
I can live my life again.
Exactly. Yeah. You can get back to some type of normalcy because up until that day, you're like planning, you're doing all these things. Like you have to make sure you get this. But once it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
Like you can't go back and like change things. So it's like, okay, I'm accepted it as it is. So that's also the exciting part of it.
I worry for that day.
This is so interesting. Hearing this from an introvert perspective is so interesting to me. I'm like, wow, you guys go through this?
Yeah. Thankfully, also I had, you know, an amazing wife who planned a lot of things for us. Like, you know, I was like the typical groomsman. It's like, did you get your suit yet? It's like literally a month before.
To show up type of thing?
Yeah, it's like, did you tell your groomsman what through? It was like, yeah. He was like, just told me you wear black. It's whatever. Super chill about it.
Yeah.
And she took care of a lot. Of course, it happened in Dallas where her family is. So they kind of like took a lot of the responsibilities there.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely helped as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Hanan.
That was the quietest should I say
her name, should I say wifey? I kind of like half-assed that one.
Fair enough.
Wifey is cringe.
Exactly, that's why I said Hannah. I was like, oh, no,
yeah, I mean, she's been on the she got recognized actually.
Did she?
Wow. Yeah, we were on my birthday when we went to go have brunch, and the girls that said hi to us, they saw me first and they saw Aisha and they're like, wait, we know you got, and like they recognized Nabat and Hanan. And they were like, really?
Oh yeah, Nabat's like an OG podcaster guest, or technically like a third host in a way. Yeah. Because she was there for like, I think like 3 or 4 episodes, something like that.
Yeah, we forced her on against her will.
We have somebody like that too.
Yeah, yeah, like she's super introverted. Yeah.
I remember there was one time where like she refused to get on camera.
Oh my god, yeah.
That was great. I don't know why. This is a time when I was like, I didn't have any, I don't think I even had a partner at the time. I didn't have Hanan yet. So I had all the time in the world, right? So I literally created like a GIF of a talking mouth with Nabat's face. And every time she talked on the podcast, I'll make her mouth move with it.
Don't kill me.
I'm going to find it just
and
so
I
can show you.
Hand animated that.
That's so creative, though. For the,
but, like, why did I waste so much time on that?
How long did that take you?
Like, 4 days. It was crazy. That's from, like, crazy. The day to recording to, like, the night before.
Yo. I would have spent that 4 days trying to convince her to get on camera. Like,
yeah. For real, though.
Yeah, actually, like, I need this.
I don't know what came over me to do that.
That's crazy.
I found the episode.
And I think I even cut to her a couple of times, like, with the full screen. I can't remember. Or she was just in the corner. I can't remember how it worked.
For the pod, guys.
Yeah.
Oh my god, our old intro.
I know.
Oh, that's so cute.
Shout out Canva.
Okay, so
shout out to Canva.
Hello. Why wouldn't it let me?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I saw that. That's that's like on some South Park stuff. Man. Like
yeah,
the mouth
like
movement.
For real,
that's what I was trying to do. That's initially, hilarious. I was gonna make it the South Park week where like they cut off for
they
Canadians,
cut off the bottom,
they make the head and the mouth
that
differently.
That's like it took so much effort.
It was way too much effort than it should have been.
That's hilarious.
Episode 49.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I've been able to get. Thankfully, I've like with all the tools I have now, I've been able to get like editing days down from like. I think it's 3 or 4 days to like one night.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. Like one night, maybe a night and a half if I have to make clips or like a thumbnail,
what,
that kind of thing.
What was the game changer?
Definitely like fixing the audio, like getting better mics and stuff, because then I didn't have to edit the audio as much. Mm-hmm. And then I found this AI tool that I can make multiple cameras, I can make multiple scenes. Like it'll be one focus on her, me, you guys.
Gotcha.
And I can tell it who's talking. Because now we have this Zoom pod track thing that allows you to do it on different channels.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you just tell it, okay, cut it. And it literally cuts to each person that's talking. Wow. If the group is talking, it'll cut to that.
It's an AI tool, you said?
Yeah, it's an AI tool. Sheesh. And it basically changed the game. And then now all I have to do is make sure like to cut out the parts that we don't like. Or like fix a few of the audio issues here and there. Mm. And add in clips and stuff.
No free promo. But is there a premium version to this tool?
Oh yeah, I pay for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's I forget what it was called,
but no free promo.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, we should probably hit them up. And be like, yo, we
we're users. You know, we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's like the only thing I pay for now.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Nice. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I can't speak to that at all. Sorry.
Yeah, it was but it definitely like before that. Oh, it was
tough.
Crazy. Yeah, it was.
But I will say, your creativity. Mm-hmm. A1.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, like stuff like that. Like I don't know if this happens to you, but like we used to do like one or two vlogs in the past, right? And I would edit them on like CapCut or whatnot, right?
Yeah.
And then I
which is
OD.
Wait,
I'm not gonna lie,
that,
I don't
like,
recommend
your phone app.
Yeah,
you edit on your phone.
This was a wild time.
Yeah.
This was a wild time.
Okay.
But the point I was trying to make was in doing that, I would get these like random creative ideas that are hilarious to me in my head, and then when I'd see them done, I'd be like so like proud of it, you know what I mean? Like an idea like that where like the mouth is just moving and the person's just there, I would just be crying of laughter at my
for
own
real.
Idea.
Sometimes you just do it for yourself,
just for just to entertain yourself, right? Like, and then maybe they'll laugh at it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but
it doesn't matter as long as you found joy out of
it.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Right?
That's all that matters to me.
Yeah, because I'm the same way. Like sometimes I'll do. There was one vlog.
I know what
where,
you're going to reference.
Huh? Which
Assassin's
one?
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah. There was one. But like in that same
what
vlog.
What a segue.
No, it was a Sweden vlog. I don't know. I don't know if I even mentioned it ever. But there was a Sweden vlog. And there was one point where Sara and I were sitting at a table and talking. And for no reason at all, I threw in a random duck that would run across the screen. And it ran in the corner small enough that like. If you're just looking at us talking, you would not notice it.
Yeah. Ah.
And it did that like throughout the whole time of us talking. Mm. No one's ever noticed it.
That's hilarious.
But just me knowing
it's
there. Yeah, exactly.
A little Easter egg for you guys. There you go.
Yeah. And then there was one time when she's mentioning Assassin's Creed where like I was imagining my mind. I was like, yo, this place looks like it would be in Assassin's Creed. Yeah. And I was like pointing out, like, he'd be like running across there and climbing that wall and doing this. And I wasn't, when I was filming this, I wasn't expecting to do anything with it. Right? I was just going to keep it in there.
Yeah.
But I ended up actually like animating like the Assassin's Creed character actually doing the things I was talking about and like jumping through.
It was, see, that's the creative mind right there. Yeah. You know, you need that. You need that like stroke of like creativity.
But
to,
it
like,
takes
make
the editing.
Yourself.
It takes the editing for like it could have been 2 days that's to like true. A week. Yeah, or, like, yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Nah, man. But it was. You do for yourself a lot of times, right?
That's the fun part of it.
What were we talking about originally? Shoot, I forgot.
Let me try.
I don't even remember.
I know we kind of went on a lot of tangents.
Yeah. Yeah, the podcast.
But what do you guys? Okay, so let's talk about the future then, right?
The future.
So what do you guys plan on doing next? I know you mentioned you did vlogs back in the day. Like, are vlogs coming back? Are you guys trying to do that?
Yeah,
vlogs are coming back. Yeah, I promise.
Do you guys like to do like? Because I know for us, we don't like to vlog like daily. Our daily lives, but we like when we travel, if we get the chance to travel together, we love to vlog those kind of things. We've slacked off this year, but
we have
you're like the only ones.
We have like 4 vlogs on the cutting board or whatever, or like cutting list to cut list or whatever,
the chopping block,
not the chopping block, like things we have still have to cut together. There are 2 that I like are actively cutting, but just like sometimes you have like a creative like, what do they call it? Writer's block?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Or editing block?
That's how I felt about the Umrah vlog earlier this year.
See?
But I have a new idea. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. Are you going to like include your second one? Okay, I knew it. She filmed an Umrah vlog and she's going to put it out. And it's been so long that she's going to Umrah again.
You know why? It's because like that first trip was so last minute that like I remember taking the camera from him, and on the flight to Saudi, I was like, okay, let me try and conceptualize like what the heck I'm going to do. But I also wanted to be cognizant of the fact that it's such a spiritual trip, and like it's personal. It's my first time with my parents. Like, you know, if I have him, I can share camera time with him. But my parents are like, they're like, why are you shoving a camera? Yeah. They cooperated. And honestly, like I've got like great footage, but I think what I thought I was going to do with it, I didn't end up doing. So
do you need the part 2? Right?
Yeah, maybe. Inshallah. That's the plan.
Yeah, I still gotta edit my wedding vlog too.
You started.
I started it, but like now I'm just like, should I just scrap the whole thing and start all over? There's a lot. We'll talk about that.
Okay. I'm sure there's gonna be people who want to see that though.
So yeah, people are definitely waiting. Yeah. Even my wife's parents are waiting on it. Like, because like they got the ones from the people who filmed the place, but then. Like, they want to see other angles of it, right? They want to see, you know, parents. They want to see every angle of the wedding. Because, especially all the stuff that went into it.
Yeah.
All that money. You want to get every experience or see every experience
every
from
dollar
it.
Yeah, $100.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, as the non-editor of the two of us, my favorite thing is when Amir's like, oh, do you want to see, like, the first draft
the preview.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, so he'll show it to me, and then, like, it's not that I'm not creative, but I'm just not the one that puts it together. But sometimes I'll be like, you know, it'd be cool if you could do like, and I'll just spew out a random idea and he like makes it come to life.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah. And it's so cool.
That's
like,
great. You're glass half full editor. There's some people that are like, no, we can't do that. That's too much.
He's like, like, I'll be like, is that possible? Can you do like whatever? He'll be like, yeah, probably I can try. Mm-hmm.
If I don't know how to do it, I'll learn how to do it.
Yeah,
that's
no, like,
that's the attitude you need.
Yeah, I think like you did it for our Australia vlog. Mm-hmm. Like there were just different ones that like he'll show me the rough draft, and I'm like, yeah, that looks so cool. You should also do that.
Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
How many locations have you guys been to? Because I've been hearing cities and countries. I'm like, whoa, Australia, Sweden, Saudi.
Together, because together we traveled.
We traveled quite a bit.
Yeah, we did. Like, we went to Sweden together. This was one trip. We, like, went to Sweden together. Then we went to Switzerland. And that's mainly because we have family in those places, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Sweden, Spain, and Switzerland together.
Yeah.
And, of course, Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to go to sort of Umrah together, but I couldn't get the visa.
That was all his fault. So now we're overlapping, like, one day, probably not going to
see each other. Yeah, maybe not going to see each other there.
But we'll be in Ethiopia together.
Exactly. Right. We're going to go to Ethiopia together, which we did, actually, 2 years ago. It was
three years ago now.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And then when we were younger, like we go across America, a lot of times our motivation for traveling is family.
Yeah.
But like whenever we don't travel together, it's because like you're just traveling. Like she would go to Turkey or England. Have you been to England?
I have.
Yeah. England.
How was Turkey?
Portugal, those places.
So I went in 2019, mm-hmm. and pre-COVID. Not to bring up the breakup again, but it was like a post-breakup trip. Like, really, I was sad, depressed, but I said at least I'm in Turkey.
No, fair enough. Not feelings, guys.
Exactly. that was. I'm pretty sure.
Was that your hashtag?
I made a Snapchat saying "catch flies." Don't tell me.
Back then, so, it was still new. Okay,
it was. Worry. It was the time back mm-hmm. then. But no, I enjoyed it. I just think. I hated the food at the time.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't. So it's very meat heavy,
which would have been my thing.
Yeah, I would have. Sure.
But there was no flavor. It was just
bland.
Greasy. I don't care. Yeah. Better than what I can cook, probably.
Did you go to Istanbul?
Yeah, I was in Istanbul, Cappadocia, which is where the hot air balloons.
Oh wow!
Were you in my god! Were yes, oh, that's amazing, guys. Okay, hold on.
That's so cool.
You know what? I'll show you after we're done filming. Yeah, experience of, first of all, we woke up at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's pitch black outside, and then a van comes to pick you up.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it was white too. Like, I don't know. We just YOLO. You know.
Fair enough. Okay.
When you're on vacation, there are no safety rules.
Fair enough.
I don't know you, but I'm gonna get in your car. No
got
problem.
Got you. Okay.
But they take you to this location.
Yeah.
And then they have a whole breakfast spread, which at 4 a.m. you're not really hungry, but they're no, you need to eat, you're gonna be hungry. Mm-hmm. So we had our breakfast. They make you sign a waiver basically saying if something goes wrong and you die, you it's can't you. Sue us. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna be dead, so you can't do it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then they load you into this basket, which I think when you're seeing them in pictures, they look a lot smaller, but there were 16 of us inside the basket.
Oh, wow. Oh, one hot air balloon?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know they could fit that many people.
Yeah, it's
the
very...
The movies kind of threw us off.
Yeah, it's just one, two people, right?
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to...
No, there were a bunch of us in the hot air balloon, and first the balloon is deflated.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they inflate it.
Yeah, of course. That's where the hot air comes in.
And then the guy's okay, everyone, hold on. And we're okay. And it's the slowest ascension ever. But once it gains traction and you're starting to really go into the sky, you're oh my God, I'm freaking out. And it's very terrifying mm-hmm. until you're at a high enough point where you just feel like you're floating.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then the sun starts to rise and it's stunning. Wow. It's so beautiful. Awesome. And then you get to see all the other hot air balloons. It was I wasn't a vlogger back then, but I'm pretty sure I recorded it. So I'll show you guys.
That'd be
maybe
cool.
I'll send you clips to,
maybe
include.
Do you still have them?
Probably.
Okay, well, yeah. You probably took it on social media or something, right? It'll probably be in your history.
No, I probably have it on my phone.
Mm-hmm. That sounds incredible.
Why, have you guys traveled a lot or no?
Not really. We actually did. We went to Alberta last winter for the first time.
In the winter?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. What's not bad?
Edmonton. Not Edmonton, but Banff or something? Banff. Okay,
Wow. You know, shockingly enough, it wasn't that cold.
Really?
I was expecting it to be I packed super for warmth. I hate cold. I'm not a cold person. Mm-hmm. Right. So I packed super warm. And then once we got there, I realized that there's a lack of wind. There's very, very little wind, So it's it will be minus 20.
Yeah.
But when you're insulated as much as you are, you'll feel warmth.
Exactly.
You know? And then we were doing a lot of walking and these guys went on a cliff hike or something.
Mm-hmm. In the winter.
In the winter. Yeah.
Were there snow around?
Snow on the ground. Yeah. Mountains of snow.
I lived.
Okay, exactly. I'm glad you're here. Okay,
but that was a fun trip. I'm not gonna lie, and I think we're planning on doing an LA trip next year sometime. Inshallah.
So, yeah,
nice.
We definitely need to vlog that.
100%.
Yeah.
Because we missed out on Banff. We should have vlogged that. That was
I never thought about that.
Stupid
right.
idea.
No, but sometimes you just want to be in the moment too.
Yeah, it was a very much it was a group trip, so it wasn't just the coffee break guys. It was a bunch of our friends and whatnot. So. I think this time around, since we're going to LA, it's going to be a little bit more sightseeing. Mm-hmm. We're going to definitely vlog that and show the audience and stuff like that. But for the most part, this guy's the traveler of our group. He's been around the world.
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
The funny thing is, I was super against traveling pre-COVID.
Why?
Because
I was why am I going to go to another city that looks like Toronto?
He was a homebody.
You know?
Oh, no. Depends on where you go. Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, but then I'm why am I spending $2,000? Because in my head, I'm $2,000 for a flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone in 2 weeks. Does that make sense in terms of the money input and output? I'm it doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
But then COVID, I came out of COVID. I'm like, yo, I need to experience stuff, you know? So I went to Japan. Right?
Wow, okay.
That's still one of my destination trips.
Oh, man, I love Japan. Mm-hmm. My goal, inshallah, is to go annually.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty much Japanese at this point. He's been there three
do
times.
Do you speak it too? You
probably do. I know.
Huh? Don't lie, you can.
I cannot.
Don't lie,
I cannot. But if you talk super basic to me, I will understand.
Yeah, really?
Super basic.
From, like, that's from how much anime you watch?
And also, I've had the app. You know the app that teaches you how to...
Duolingo. Yeah, Duolingo.
I've had that. So I tried to... For my first trip, I tried to just get accustomed to, like, the normal words that you would say in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You would say on a bus. You would say blah, blah, blah. And then I started putting words together, and then, alhamdulillah, you know, things started to work out. I'm not super fluent.
Yeah. But
I
can Were they receptive to it? Like, people... Yeah, okay.
Because I even... I tried the dialect. There's a whole YouTube thing about it. Yeah. So, alhamdulillah, Japan was incredible.
Yeah.
And I went 2 times in the past 2 years.
Wow. Oh, you really like it.
Yeah.
You
did. So wow, I really went to Korea.
South Korea. Yeah,
not the other Korea. Imagine. You know what I meant, bro. Inshallah, I'm going to Kenya shortly, in 2 weeks from now. I go somewhere for my birthday every year.
Oh, really?
Nice. Solo trip.
Yeah, he does solo. Okay. He does a solo trip.
So a year ago was Mexico. This year was Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Inshallah, next year I haven't decided yet, but I don't know if I want to do there anymore. I might go to the Europe's, you know?
Yeah.
Turkey or something.
Yeah.
I did the opposite. Like, I've done a lot of Europe, but no Asia at all. Like, of course, Ethiopia for Africa and stuff like that. And we were thinking of doing, actually, until recently, what's been happening there is it was one on our list, Tanzania.
Why do you say it like that?
That's how it's supposed to be said.
Oh, okay.
Is there another way of saying it?
Tanzania.
That's the one I'm accustomed to. Yeah.
I always heard Tanzania.
I was watching a vlog from these Tanzania? Guys. I forget what their channel called again.
I'm just laughing.
But that's how they said it. They said, like, the people say Tanzania. So I'm like, okay, I guess it's Tanzania.
Fair enough.
But yeah, like, right now, I think their president, like, there was a vote recently, and she's like, nah, like, I still won, even though she lost, and there's this whole turmoil going there.
Fair.
So it's definitely off the list now.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, Africa's and Asia has definitely been like a goal. So
yeah,
I'll tell you, man, if you ever do go to Tokyo, I got you on all the halal spots.
Really?
Yeah, he was just telling me that.
I was telling you yesterday.
Yeah, he was telling me yesterday.
Yeah, there's a guy on TikTok who just goes to the halal spots in Tokyo, and then that way you can try everything there. You're not, because of course they have a lot of pork and pork-based stuff.
Yeah.
But if you follow, like, the official, like, there's a TikTok account dedicated to it.
Yeah.
You can go to a new spot every day.
Yeah, my sister, I think, was kind of maybe using one of those resources because she was posting about the halal spots that they were going to.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
When she went there, when did she go there? Like, last year or this year?
Isn't that this year?
It was this year. It was this year.
It was, like, so long
ago. Time is weird recently.
Yeah.
But
next year, inshallah, I want to go to China.
China?
Wow.
Okay, you want to go to, like, did you see those, like, is it, what's the city called? Like, Cheng Chung?
You better cut that out. That's so racist. Amir.
It's like Cheng Chung or something. It's like, no, for real. That's his name. No, it's like Cheng. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Where's my phone? Where's my phone at?
That's so crazy.
Amir, you need PR training
for that. No, for real. This is why Hanan doesn't want to come on our podcast.
No, it's called Cheng Ching. Cheng Ching.
We all owe you an apology. Exactly. We all owe him an apology, guys.
And you tried to. Sorry. Cheng King? Cheng. It's a Q. So how would you say that?
You're right. Listen.
You know what you need?
I'm right.
You got to press the pronunciation part on there so they'll tell
how
you.
How does it say?
Changing.
See?
Okay, close. You know what?
See?
You know what?
I thought you made that up. Hook.
Let me just tell the people.
Changing.
Basically changing, but like Cheng Cheng works, okay?
Yeah, fair.
Maybe Cheng Chong was a little wrong.
That was OG, man.
Whoa. No, it's all good.
Whoa.
But inshallah, I do want to go next year.
Yeah.
I've convinced 2 guys to come along.
Okay.
I don't know if you
never say never.
Yeah.
But the goal is to go, and inshallah, because I feel like we have a lot of bad propaganda that China is like communism, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, they're actually living in the future. Mm-hmm. The cities are absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Is that the city you were referencing? The one that has like...
It's like the one that has a train going through the buildings. Multiple levels.
I've seen that on TikTok.
You're going there?
Yeah, inshallah. Mm-hmm. The goal is to be on that train.
Really?
Yeah.
And like, see, there's levels. I love those videos where the guys are like, you think this is level one, and then they like and walk to a balcony and it's like there's actually like 30 levels before below it and like 30 levels above it, and there's streets above it. It's crazy.
Tokyo is a little like that, because they have, because you know how I would never take the subway in Toronto.
Yeah,
I hate TTC, I hate everything.
Okay,
but
bougie.
The sub.
you know what your job is, right?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah,
but just personally for me, it's a personal thing. I'd rather Uber or drive myself.
Yeah.
Anywho, when it comes to Tokyo, it's so elaborate, it's so planned out that I can get to anywhere in the city in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know
what I
mean? So they have, you know how in Toronto we have like the green line, yeah. the yellow
yeah,
line.
Yeah, they have a million of them.
We have like
right?
four. Yeah. Over there they have like, there's stations that have like eight intersecting subway mm-hmm. stations, you know?
Wow.
So you can get anywhere so quickly.
Yeah.
So to your the reason I brought it up is because sometimes there's a subway station a level above.
Yeah.
And you got to find it. You got to walk outside the street to come up. And sometimes there's a level even above that. Mm-hmm. So it's a bunch of interconnecting lines.
Yeah. That's know? Like in New York. In New York, like they'll have lines that are almost going parallel to each other.
Yeah.
But one is like an express train versus one that stops they at every station. Too, yeah. See? True. Yeah, so
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, we're living.
How is the New York subway? Is it as dirty as they say?
Rats.
In New York?
In New York, yeah.
I didn't find that it was.
Really?
It yeah. definitely looked aged, but I didn't notice like any rats or any. Oh, actually, no, I did. There were a lot of rats.
Oh, yeah. I saw one rat.
Yeah.
And I was terrified. Was it huge? No, it was actually pretty small, but the tail was long.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But yeah. like, I'm not afraid of. Actually, why am I lying? I am afraid of rodents, but mm-hmm. I used to have two hamsters, so.
Shout out.
So nice to have a hamster shout out hamsters.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just one?
Just one, yeah, and then oh. passed away.
Oh.
But now I'm a cat guy.
From old age?
Well.
Do hamsters get old?
I think their lifespan is like 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got a cat now?
Yeah, I got a cat
Same.
Now. Yeah.
When did you get a cat?
My cat was given to me.
Oh, really?
But nice. I've become such a cat person because of this cat that yeah. she's become my entire life, you know? So I got her in 2020.
I have two waiting for me at home.
I got her in 2020. See, that's my dream. I want to be the crazy cat man eventually mm-hmm. someday. But that's why I asked you about Turkey. I was going to ask you if you saw all the cats.
Of course. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's half my dream. Videos, like, I keep them muted because it's me squealing. Like,
I love cats. I'm such a
me
cat
too.
Guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a cat person.
He has cats, but he's not a cat person.
Because I've had them for 19 years.
Yeah, that is
true. So you were spoiled. Okay.
Yeah, so we've had two cats, mm-hmm. Hercules and Gray, mm-hmm. and I had them since I was so in grade five.
What color is Gray?
Gray was gray.
That's
what
it
was. Well, she passed away last
year.
Hercules is still here.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes. It's okay. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But it's because they're with you for so long, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, but like when your cat passed away, weren't you sad?
Super sad. Mm-hmm. No, don't get me wrong. I love my cats, mm-hmm. and I loved Gray, and I currently do love Hercules, mm-hmm. but do I want to have a future with another cat? Mm-hmm. Possibly not.
No. You know what?
That's crazy.
It's not that crazy, because I know someone. We know someone who had a cat that passed away, and I'm like, oh, so like, are you planning on getting another one? They're like, nah, never again.
Ooh.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say their name.
But like, you know what, though? Point. Like, I think about, so I had a cat as well that I just, like, she was actually in my world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loved her to death. Amir knows because he found a hard drive with like all pictures.
Oh. Yeah, and videos of her.
That's
yeah.
my phone right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
And my brother gave her away to the Humane Society.
Without telling her.
Oh, without telling me.
Yeah,
I know.
How old are you?
This was like 2011, so I don't know.
Like 20 Fair enough. You were in university at that point, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were mm-hmm. a grown up. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, are you judging?
No.
So are you?
No. Let me backtrack.
Yeah, please do.
What I meant by that is, I thought your story was very much childlike, where it was kind of like, oh, a kid found a cat, mm-hmm. brother randomly took the cat, took it out.
Oh.
I didn't know you were an adult and this happened.
No, everyone was adult here.
To preface,
go ahead.
I had hamsters as a kid.
Got you.
My brother's hamster ate mine. Mm-hmm. So it was a very traumatic, yeah, it's long story. I'll tell you another time.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's hamster ate mine. I was very traumatized. My dad felt bad, and he's like, you know what? Because my brother's hamster also died because they're not carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
So he got us birds. We were deathly afraid, and we said, get these birds out of here. And then...
I forgot about that lore.
Yeah. Remember?
I kind of remember it now. Now that you just
mentioned
it.
He freaking let them fly around in the house, and we're like, what are you doing? Mm. So anyways, that didn't last long.
Fair.
We had fish. Didn't last long. Mm-hmm. And then when we moved to Scarborough... I've been asking for cats for like a very long time, and mm-hmm. one of my dad's friends, like his cat gave birth.
Yeah.
So he calls my dad and he's like, all right, fine, I'll bring the kids over. So we got this cat. I think I was like maybe first year university mm-hmm. or second.
Got you.
But we had her since she was like 6 or 7
weeks. I think some of the videos I found were from the first days you had her.
Yeah, she was so small and cute, and we had her for 5 years.
What was her name?
Chiku.
That's a cute name.
My dad named her. You know? Like, you know that lore where it's like your parents don't want the cat, but then they love them the most?
Mm. Yeah, that's my mom.
Oh, yeah, for real. It's always the mom.
That's my mom. She's like, I don't want a cat, not in my house.
My dad
now
still
she's like,
hates
don't
the cat.
Take her. Your dad's not.
That, I'm hoping that happens with my parents because I've been like slowly.
Your mom loved Chiku, first of all.
The thing is that like recently when my mom came to my apartment and like this was the first time she met the cats and she was actually like pretty good, but then she would remember, oh, I'm supposed to hate these cats, and you see her like remember that and start acting like, oh, get away from me. It's like, oh,
really?
Come here. Yeah.
No.
But like I've been slowly like saying, hey, so like I might bring the cats one day.
Can you please? I'm here. Imagine us filming and the cats are just sitting on our lap.
I know, right?
That would be so. That would be nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. But they also are not lap cats, so
all we have to do is
my
give
cat's
them.
Not a lap cat either.
See?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Yeah. Mine was.
She's a stay over there, but in your proximity type of cat.
Oh. You know?
Her cat was like a lap cat only for her.
Wow.
For everyone else, she was a demon.
What did you do? How did you get that?
You know what?
How do
it
I
is?
Get that?
So I had her since she was very young.
Yeah.
And I remember my brother and I would always fight over whose room she'd sleep in. Mm-hmm. This was like early on, okay? Before we knew her habits, until she would wake us up at like 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And her way of waking you up was like first paw on your face. And then if that doesn't work, literally eating my hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, get the F out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Cats are smart. They figure out what you don't like, and then they do it. For me, Hercules kept throwing my PS4 controller off, or PS3 controller.
Slide it down.
He just throws it off, and I get up, because I know I paid $50 for that. I look at him, he looks at me, I have to get up.
<You know? laughs> I saw a guy on TikTok recently who's like, he figured out that the steps that his cat goes through to wake him up. Like the first thing the cat does is meow.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, he starts leaping over the guy's head.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the next thing the cat does is try and like sit on top of him.
Yeah.
Oh, and if that doesn't work, then he licks his ear or something.
Another thing
like
that works is Hercules has a really loud meow. Like he's howling.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like it's, and he knows he does it in a way where he puts it right under the door because my door's closed.
Yeah.
And he knows how to project his voice.
That's
so it's
so
actually
funny.
Louder.
Yeah.
And he does this because he knows it pisses me off and I wake up, I'm very light sleeper. Then I look at him, he looks at me, I have to get up. You know, he ruined my life.
Right now the cats, what they do is for our cat, they like paw at the door for nonstop. Like all you hear in the morning is like very light popping, pawing.
Wait until they do that to the furniture.
Thankfully, they haven't. I guess like I don't know.
My couch is ruined.
Because we got them. We adopted them, right?
Your internet.
Oh no! One of the cats loves chewing cables.
Damn.
Yeah, and for some reason the one cable that he gravitated towards first was the internet cable.
Oh no!
So he chewed through the internet cable and. If it was just the cable alone, I could have fixed that, right? But it blew up the actual modem.
Oh my god!
Yo,
oh my god!
But the thing is, we fixed it. We changed it.
Yeah.
And then I covered the cable, like I put a blanket over it and everything, so they couldn't get to it. Tell me why the cat is like, oh, blanket, that's my new sleeping spot.
I'm gonna sleep on it now.
Yeah, exactly. So
you
then
you can't win with these cats, eh?
Literally, and then literally like a month later. He found out that he could like move the blanket out of the way.
Oh.
He moved that way, ate the
back
cable
in
again,
the cables.
Blew up another modem.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're problems.
Yeah.
They're problems.
But they're so cute.
but like you adapt. You like put covers over things, and then it's done after that. Yeah.
But why do you have to adapt?
Huh? It's
why do you have
the way
to
it's adapt? It's a life.
I live in my cat's house.
I'm
a tenant in her apartment.
Yeah, that's
you know what
very
I mean?
True.
Like what she says goes. Like for me, we don't close doors in my house. Doors are always open. Like I don't want to hear scratching. Like she can
oh, when
just
we
go
leave,
freely.
We make sure to close at least the bedroom door.
Nah, she's going in there, man. She's sleeping on my bed right now, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Waiting for me, leaving a warm spot. Like I loved it. I love it.
Yeah.
So my couch is ruined though. I'll just be honest.
Oh
with you guys.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
finished.
They have
the corners. It's the corners, you know.
That's a big reason why.
And she has a scratching post.
They don't care. They're just
she doesn't care.
Thankfully, ours are trained. I think because we got them when they were like just about to turn a year old.
Okay.
So they don't paw at any furniture or anything like that. They literally they have his cat tower. Immediately gravitate towards the cat tower. Start using it like a regular cat should, pawing at it. So
give it more time.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
They'll try to figure out ways to piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And
yeah.
When the wire stops working.
Yeah.
Then comes your laptop.
You know, two of the hardest things a human being can possibly do on this planet Earth is to give a cat a bath and clip a cat's nails.
Have you discovered the secret to it yet?
For clipping a cat's nails?
Yeah.
Oh no! Usually it's like I hold the cat down while Hanan like starts going at the nails.
I try to sneak up on her when she's like sleepy, you know, like kind of in a calm state. But like once I get a couple nails in, then she'll just like, nah, we're not doing that.
Really?
And she'll just like get up and go.
We give them treats too while they're doing it.
Can I show you guys a picture of what Hercules has done to me in the past little while?
Oh, yeah. Stop being dramatic. Let's see.
No. Hold on.
These are happy stories.
Yeah. Hold up, bro. My fault.
Do you have the scratches right now?
All is that over it. People think people think I'm like really depressed sometimes. I roll up my sleeves.
Let me see. What happened?
Pass that to me. Did
you like that?
I'm gonna show that on here.
This was 3 weeks ago. Three weeks ago.
That looks like something else, but like what happened?
Like you?
Big okay. To give you more context, Hercules has a weak bladder, so he wears a diaper.
Oh my! Do you have a picture of him?
I do.
Can I?
we'll watch it after. I got you.
So, everybody was out of the house. Mm-hmm. I'm the last resort. Yeah. Okay? He needed to change his diaper. Mm-hmm. So, what I did was, my older sister, Ferreira, she called me. She's like, I'll buy you food tomorrow. I'm like, all right, fine. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I'll do
That's it. How they win you over every time. It's a meal. Just one meal, he'll do anything.
So, I go in my room. Yeah. Close the door. Mm-hmm. I can't let him run.
Yeah.
Second thing I do is, I pick him up, put him on the bed. Mm-hmm. Okay? So he's still compliant at that point.
Yeah.
You have to do this quick before he gets pissed off. Mm-hmm. You have.
Does he understand what's going on?
15 seconds. Yeah, he understands.
Oh.
You have 15 seconds to change the diaper before your arm is carved, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So then, okay. So what I do is I cleaned him. Mm-hmm. I take off the diaper, clean him. Take the new diaper, put it through the tail. That tail, you have to put the tail through the thingy.
Yeah.
That pisses cats off. Don't touch the tail.
Yeah.
You know, but I had to do it quick. So I put it on. Put it one side. Next thing you have to do is flip him over.
Yeah.
He didn't like to be flipped over.
They don't know what's going on.
What he made sure was I knew that he didn't know. He wanted to make sure that I knew that he was pissed.
Yeah.
Okay, so a man carved my hand. Like, bah, bah, bah. Okay? So then I'm here with a bloody hand looking at him looking at me, looking at him. Took him to the washroom. So now I'm like, I need more area. I need more space. So then I try to do it there. Carves my other hand.
Other hand done.
So him, Hercules and I, because... If he doesn't have a diaper, he's going to be doing weird stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had to wait in the washroom with him for an hour with my phone on the ground, just to make sure he was fine, I was fine.
Yeah.
Because if he was outside, man would have destroyed the entire area, you know? Mm. So that's what it's like having a cat with a diaper. You know what I mean?
Hopefully we never have to get to that.
He probably looks so cute with the diaper.
I can show you a picture.
I can't wait. You don't understand. Like, I really like cats.
He is a beautiful cat. Too,
I'm praying that doesn't happen with that. Like, we have one cat that, like, likes... This recently happened. He loves eating, like, the end of the string of, like, a blanket.
Yeah.
The string on the end of a blanket.
Yeah.
And whenever they do that, it doesn't digest, so it goes through their system.
Yeah,
and sometimes the string will get stuck on their butt.
Yeah,
and then he can get it out, but he freaks out to get it out and starts doing that like butt.
I've seen that before.
I know what you're talking about.
So that happened literally as I was about to leave the other day.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what was going on. It looked like he broke his leg for a second.
Yeah.
And then you just see that like long piece just fall out, and you're like.
It happens.
So, you know, it gets prepared
It's what happens when, like, the diaper thing happens naturally.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, Hercules is 18.
Yeah.
Going on 19.
Wow. You know?
So he's an older cat, mashallah. Mm-hmm. So he saw a lot of life.
Yeah.
And now his body is slowly kind of slowing down.
Yeah.
And we have
to. But you guys are giving him at least the best, the most comfortable 100%, life.
Even though he still wants to kill me every time. Like, my whole hand.
He's still in charge. That's why.
Yeah.
He has to assert
name Hercules for a reason. Yeah.
Exactly. You did this to yourself.
Named Hercules.
You know, the funny story is a side story. When I remember being a kid and we had to go to a location to pick up our cats.
Yeah.
Like somebody was giving the cats away. So originally Hercules, when all of them were there, all the kittens were there, my sisters were trying to pick which one they want.
Yeah.
Mm.
So then originally my sister wanted the cat that looked like Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
Until Hercules bumped that cat and said, I pick me instead.
Oh.
You know? So that's how we found Hercules became ours.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Gray, she was the one who didn't come out of the thingy.
Oh,
she was all
shy?
The way in the bush. Mm-hmm. She's super shy. And then my Halima, she was like, I want that one.
Mm-hmm.
So then she took her, bring her, and then alhamdulillah, she was with us for 18 years.
Wow. That's you know? Oh, she passed away recently?
Yeah, she passed away last year.
Yeah. It was a tough time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hercules is probably sad without his friend.
Yeah, you know, funny enough, something interesting is I can't understand that cat.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is Gray loved sleeping at a certain place in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And for like the next month, he slept there.
Oh, you know?
Stop! I'm gonna die. No.
And then I have a video of around because Gray had cancer, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
And then she was going through a lot of surgery, and then at the very end, her body couldn't handle the surgery, mm-hmm. right? So then there was a time in which Gray was kind of in physical pain, mm-hmm. and then Hercules came by, and she couldn't shower herself. You know how they lick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hercules was doing it for her.
Oh,
you know?
Stop! I'm getting emotional.
But that's kind of what happens when mm-hmm. you create a bond for 17 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
That's what we're hoping with our cats.
Inshallah, yeah.
Inshallah. They're brothers too, so like they already kind of help out each other and lick each other. Like whenever we have one cat who sometimes has some eye issues, so we put the cone on him.
Yeah.
So then whenever that's on him, like his brother will come and start licking him too. So yeah, there's definitely a lot more like they're very bonded together.
Mm. Totally. Mm-hmm.
You know, I very much leaned on him, as weird as it sounds to mm-hmm. say, but I very much leaned on him in the time where he was going through the situation with Gray, just to get an understanding, because I've only been a cat owner for like a couple of years in my life, mm-hmm. just to get an understanding for that period mm-hmm. of, as being a pet owner and like, you know, the kind of thoughts that you may come by it.
Mm-hmm.
And mashallah, this guy's a very strong individual, so yeah. I very much didn't see much the like affect on his mm-hmm. face,
yeah.
but when he broke down what was going on, it was mm-hmm. very hard for me to kind of stomach that's the reality that people go through, you know. Mm-hmm. And you gotta like almost like mentally brace yourself
because you go like from that. Seeing your cat
mm-hmm.
to supporting your cat
exactly
to seeing your cat weaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I remember not to go on a tangent, I know we've been on this for a while, but mm-hmm. I remember her last day. We all siblings came to the vet,
mm-hmm.
and then they told us, hey, she's not going to make it.
Mm.
And then I remember Harima, she was like, what should I do? Like, should I? Because they gave us the option of pumping her with steroids,
mm.
but that would only prolong her by a week or so.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, her body can't handle this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I remember they were like, we were battling, should we let her go or should we let her life go on further? It was mm-hmm. the hardest. But then I remember Gray, she looked at Halim and she was it was kind of like, I know I can't speak on behalf of Gray, but it was kind of like, I think I love this life, but I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I saw an emotion on Gray where it's kind of like, I'm done fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then I remember they injected her with the thing, and then slowly but surely we saw her life leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
so
then
sad.
it was beautiful because we also were able to get like a paw print.
Aww.
Like a paw print of Gray, and it's literally right when you come in the house.
That's so
it's kind of like, this is mm-hmm. where Gray lived, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that I don't look forward to.
It's going to happen,
cats. Yeah,
you know. But
mm-hmm.
not sorry to bring the
moon. No,
I apologize.
At least one thing, Sarah, you were saved from.
That. No, but her being given away, if I felt like she died. You, don't you remember how sad
yeah,
I was?
Yeah, you were sad.
I was like,
if somebody did that to me, I wouldn't. Like, I don't know if I would be mm-hmm. able to recover.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, my brother, he caught these hands. No, I didn't hit him. I just didn't talk to him for a long time.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same
you're laughing, but I'm serious.
What was the reasoning, though? Why did that happen?
You know what it was? So because I was in school, like I wasn't always there to, like we would always fight over who's cleaning her litter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mind you, she also was never spayed, so she had a lot of babies.
She had a lot.
Gray had a lot of kids.
When I say a lot of babies, I mean like a lot.
30.
Whoa.
Same, give or take. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Like in batches, of course.
Of course.
And when we were looking into like getting her spayed because she was pregnant so many times, like mm-hmm. one, it was going to cost a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was safer or just like, I don't know, but we didn't end up doing like getting her spayed. And my mom was so pissed at us because when you're fostering kittens too, like they destroy your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially mm-hmm. when they're getting potty
they
trained.
Pee everywhere.
Like, yep. We had one room and like, it is gross, but it was carpeted, which was like biggest mistake.
No.
Yeah.
But that was like the cat's room.
Right.
Because we kept it closed at all times.
What a smell.
Yeah. No, literally. And so this was like the year before the year that my brother was doing his nikah, and my mom was like, we have to renovate the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so that meant get rid of the cat, but she's also not going to stay long enough to destroy the renovated house. And I was like, no, like we went back and forth. We've talked about it, but I was like, no, like I promise I'll put the litter box in my room. Like you won't even smell her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I lost the battle. I was at work one day, and I think I knew deep down, because I will never forget, like, I was leaving for work, and I put her in my closet, like, yeah. thing, and I was like, don't make a sound. Stay quiet. I'll be back for you.
Yeah.
And then there I came home, and she didn't run up to me like she normally does, and mm-hmm. I was like, where is my cat? And then it was like an intervention style. Like, my parents and my brother were sitting in the living room. They're like, yeah, you should probably sit down.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. really sorry that happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Sebri, if you're listening, mm-hmm. I'm making sure I get the meat. Actually, I love my sister-in-law, so I'm not going to get the kids a cat.
Yeah.
But I might just do it. Sorry, Amal. I love
get
you.
Get them a hamster.
Yeah, I was low-key thinking.
Circle right there.
Like, exactly. I was low-key thinking of getting them a hamster. Mm-hmm. Imagine Amal will literally kill me.
Yeah, like, she will. She's probably listening to this right now.
I know. She's gonna be like, "Don't you dare!" Like
a rodent in my house.
But oh, hamsters are cute.
I love my hamster.
Why'd you pause there for a second? Why'd you pause there when you about to say that?
Because I'm remembering now, like, they have these two front, like, mm-hmm. long
yeah,
teeth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
And it hurts when they bite. Mm-hmm. They're it like does. Fangs. Yeah. Do you Maybe. Remember my hamsters?
Yeah.
You've watched them before.
Yeah, I remember your hamsters. Yeah. Yeah, you made us. Yeah, you dropped them off at our house.
Yeah. And his sister gave them a raw mm-hmm. hot dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Would you ever get
Which
another
cat? Which
they're
not supposed to be eating because they're not carnivores.
I would. For sure not. I want to.
Maybe that's what their initial taste was.
Eventually. Inshallah.
Oh my god. But yeah, guys.
Okay.
We've been here for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Oh my god.
We did a 30 minute cat
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, slash
I
conversation.
Knew we were talking for a while.
As you know, as you can tell, we all love cats. Okay.
You know yes. what it is? Mm. Whenever it gets to like a certain point, the editor brain in my mind is like, that's an extra day of editing.
Yeah. Start doing the math in your head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm just like, la-di-da-di-da.
Yeah.
That's me. I like to yap, and then he'll be like,
yo, we gotta go.
But before we end off here, I want you guys to shout out your socials. Yes. Is there anything else you guys want to say?
Thank you for having us.
Oh my god, thank you guys.
Thank you guys for mm-hmm. sharing your space with us.
Yeah.
I love that. Socials, I guess you guys can follow us on the Coffee Break Podcast, Instagram, TikTok,
YouTube,
of course. Okay.
Yeah.
The one and only. Right. The one and only. I'm Slim. You can find me on Instagram as well, Slim30s. I'm not really on any other social medias mm-hmm. anymore, but yeah.
I go by Jama. You can find me on Instagram. If you go to the Coffee Podcast page, you can see me in the description.
Yeah. I'll link it
And
for
then
you guys.
For mm-hmm. Mukhtar, similar to us, he'll be in the bio as well. Mm-hmm. Feel free to follow us if you so see so fit. But I appreciate you guys letting us be on your channel.
Of course.
This is like so surreal because I've been watching you guys before I had a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I'm on, I have a podcast, mm-hmm. and now I'm collaborating with the guys that I watch. Now I'm like, yeah, this is weird. This is bizarre.
This is you so know weird. What? Well, it was meant to be.
It was.
Yeah,
okay.
It was.
And inshallah, you know, we'll all keep growing here.
Exactly.
Inshallah.
Yeah, we're here to represent.
Yes.
And most definitely. Yeah, thank you guys again for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys. Sarah, you want to close this out? Should I close this out?
You close it out.
Okay, guys. You already know what to do, too. Follow us at Cousin Connection Pod on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And also subscribe to the channel. Make sure to like the video. Follow the guys, Coffee Break Podcast, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.